In some parts of the world, a single computer, even one that we might think of as out of date, slow, or even worthless, can change many lives. In northern Fiji, reporter Louise Rafkin discovered what happens when the power of a rebuilt PC is combined with a lot of determination.
Nimai Wanga is 40 years old and a rarity in her seaside town of Savosavo. She's a businesswoman. She owns an instant photo shop.
Right now we are inside a shop. A small shop which we do instant photos.
Before, she and her husband fish for their livelihood and to feed their 9 kids. Now the Photoshop earns in a day what most in this town earn an entire week.
Everybody around Savosavo, they really get shocked when they come here and they see me with a computer in front of me. Because all the time they see me in the sea. And they said, Nemai, how come you know this? Where do you learn computer? And I just joked to them and said, on top of the reef.
There's hardly room to turn around in the tiny shop. The single computer was built for her by John and Barbara Noel, American expats who run a computer store across the road. John Noel says it's all worth about $1,200 US.
She's earned many, many, many times as much money as we ever gave her to begin with.
It's a ready market. Fijians need personal photos when they fill out applications for school, for driving, for a telephone. Before Wanga started this business, you could get Polaroids in town, but they were expensive. Wanga was raised in a farming village, and she wants me to see just how far she's come, but she also has to work. So her son takes me on a bus and then by foot through the jungle to a cluster of thatched roof shacks. About 50 people live here. Days are spent working in the fields, growing food, and nights are spent singing under the stars. In miles, it's not that far from the Wanga's shop, but in some ways, it's really far. One of Wanga's children may eventually take on her business, but what she's already given her kids is an example how to think bigger. One by one, they tell me what they want to be when they grow up, a doctor, a veterinarian, a pilot. In a place where few finish elementary school, let alone go to college, they have high aspirations. But John, who's just 5 years old and named after Wanga's American benefactor, wants what many young Fijian boys want, to be a rugby star. For NPR News, this is Louise Rafkin.
This is NPR News.